and MyChasm.com. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
You're listening to Chasm 1150, your dependable neighbor. It is 85 degrees outside our Chasm studios, and it is 7:01, and it is now time for Randy Rothstein and the Dick Putz Show. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce. Good evening, everyone. It's the Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across Central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putz Show tonight brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Sox Center Herald and the Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Hapley's Bar in Richmond, BMS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications bringing us our Dick Putz Show, as is Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Black Financial of Avon, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, Gilk Services, Greenwald Insurance Agency, the Central Minnesota Realty, and Willem Bringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany. All right, we're going to dig into some scores and highlights tonight. Let's go over to the Sauk Valley League. And the Sartell Muskies beat the Clear Lake Lakers on Wednesday night by a score of 3-1. Carson Gross went the first 8 innings, struck out 10. David Dominski comes in the 9th inning. He picks up the save. Some hitting highlights for Sartell, the Muskies, on Wednesday night. Tim Burns had a double, followed by a triple by Jake Grubel. And a go-ahead run would score then in the 7th inning. Matt Cordy had 3 hits. Steve Ellingson pitched 8 strong innings but took the loss for Clear Lake. That was a final on Wednesday night. Sartell Muskies 3, Clear Lake 1. On Saturday, the Sartell Muskies hosted the Sauk Rapids Cyclones, and Sartell defeating the Cyclones on Saturday by a score of 10-3. Adam Wenker will pick up the win for Sartell as he goes 8 innings. Grant McInthune finished up with the 9th inning of work. Jake Grubel, Austin Hendricks, Andrew Dieters all had multiple hits for Sartell on Saturday. Aiden Mott took the loss for the Sauk Rapids Cyclones. The Muskies, again, with the win on Saturday over the Sauk Rapids Cyclones, 10-3. The Muskies are playing this evening against Albertville. A win would give the Sauk Valley West title to the Sartell Muskies and the number one seed in the upcoming league playoffs. All right, let's go over to the County Line League, and this is what I have for you in the County Line League, some Saturday games. The County Line League had New London Spicer at Painesville, and Painesville defeats New London Spicer by a score of 14-4. 14 runs, 16 hits, no errors for Painesville, 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for New London Spicer. Grady Brooks will pick up the win for Painesville, relieved by Sam Orline in the 7th inning. Jet Salonic pitches for New London Spicer. Some hitting highlights for Painesville on Saturday. Grayson Fuchs was 2-for-5. Drew Tangen, 3-for-5 with a double. Luke Johnson was 2-for-3 in the ballgame. He had a double on Saturday. We had Abe Bullard, 3-for-4 with a double. Garrett Lusink was 2-for-4 with a double. And Grady Fuchs, 3-for-3. He had 2 doubles for Painesville. For New London Spicer, Jake Rambo, 3-for-3 with a double. Jet Salonic was 2-for-4. And Mike Danielson, 2-for-3 with a double. So a final on Saturday at Painesville defeating New London Spicer by a score of 14-4. We had Atwater taking on Norway Lake Sundberg on Saturday. And Atwater defeats Norway Lake Sundberg by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Atwater, 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Norway Lake Sundberg. Looks like Jordan Peterson will start relief by Jordan Olson in the 9th. David Kingery, the catcher for Atwater. And the loss will go to P.J. Johnson for Norway Lake Sundberg. Some hitting highlights for Atwater, Josh Kingery was 2 for 3. David Kingery was 3 for 5. Josh had a double, David a triple. So a final on Saturday, Atwater 8, Norway Lake Sunbird 3. So that meant the two winners, Painesville and Atwater, would take on the higher seeds today. And Painesville taking on Regal, and Painesville defeats Regal today by a score of 7-2. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Painesville. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Regal. Blake Bogley on the mound will get the win, relieved by Sam Orline in the 7th, catcher Griffin Bierke. For Regal, Connor Roloff starts, relieved by Grant Paffrath in the 3rd, Gabe Roman in the 6th, and the catcher Derek Dangerud with Roloff taking the loss. Hitting highlights for Painesville today. Drew Tangen, 2 for 3. Luke Johnson, 2 for 5. Luke had a double and a solo home run in the 4th inning and 3 RBIs. Garrett Lusink, 2 for 4, and Blake Bogley had a double for Painesville this afternoon. For Regal, Luke Knutson was 2 for 4, and Bennett Schultz, 2 for 3. He had a solo home run in the 8th inning. Final this afternoon from Regal had Painesville defeating Regal by a score of 7-2. We had one other ball game today over in the County Line League, and I just got a score there. Atwater defeated Starbuck 5-1. Atwater over Starbuck 5-1. So both the top seeds falling today in the County Line League, and that'll prove to be some interesting playoffs when they resume action again next weekend over in the County Line League. All right, we'll take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, it's over to the Victory League for their scores and highlights right after these messages.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. Offering a menu of appetizers, salads and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Are you confident that your investments will provide you with enough cash flow for retirement? Do you have an old 401k you are not sure what to do with? Black Financial Services will answer all your questions and help you pursue your financial goals and dreams with one-on-one attention and personalized financial options. Call 320-356-9031 to schedule a free consultation. Securities and Investments Advisory Services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Financial Services is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services. Black Financial Services located at 110 Avon Avenue North in Avon, Minnesota. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show forever and ever.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over the Victory League tonight. We're on Wednesday night. Foley defeated the Piers Brewers by a score of 4-1. Four runs, four hits, no errors for Foley. One run, four hits, and two errors for the Piers Brewers. Logan Winkleman starts on the mound. Ryan Chmielewski comes in the third inning. He picks up the win. Hunter Hammers in the fifth inning. Tony Stay in the seventh inning. And Tony Stay in the eighth inning. Dan Murad in the ninth inning gets the save. For the Piers Brewers, Gunnar Wicklund takes the loss with coming in the seventh inning is Bill Zinda. Hitting highlights for Foley on Wednesday night, Joe Zawicki, 2-for-4. He had a solo home run in the sixth inning. Sam Keeler had a double, and Alex Boss was 1-for-3. For the Piers Brewers, looks like Gunnar Wicklund was 2-for-4. He had a solo home run in the sixth, and Jared Prokot and Ryan Stuckmeyer both had singles. The final on Wednesday night had Foley defeating the Piers Brewers by a score of 4-1. On Friday night, over in the Victory League, we find Swanville at Freeport, and in seven innings, Freeport defeats Swanville 11-1. 11 runs, 11 hits, two errors for Freeport, one run, one hit, no errors for Swanville. Andrew Kersman picks up the win for Freeport. Cam Knutson comes on in the seventh inning. For Swanville, Troy Evan will take the loss, relieved by Noah Ehrman in the sixth inning. Hitting highlights for Freeport on Friday night, Brian Benson, 3-for-3. Brandon Sawyer was 2-for-4 with a triple. Ike Sawyer, 2-for-3 with a double. And Trent Dinius, he broke up the no-hitter with a fifth-inning double for Swanville. A final on Friday, it was Freeport 11, Swanville 1 in seven innings. On Saturday, Avon traveled over to Sobieski, and Avon defeats Sobieski by a score of 14-7. 14 runs, 17 hits, 3 errors for Avon, 7 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors for Sobieski. Matt Pickleman on the mound for Avon on Saturday, relieved by Cole Wellman. He'll pick up the win as he comes in the sixth inning. And for Sobieski, Matt Phillippe starts, relieved by Dusty Parker in the seventh. Dusty will take the loss. Hitting highlights for Avon on Saturday, Ryan Jansen, 3-for-6. Caleb Curry, 3-for-5. Peyton Randall, 3-for-6 with a double. Carter Holthouse, 2-for-4 with a two-run home run in the seventh inning. Carter Phillippe, 2-for-4 with a three-run home run in the fourth inning. Elian Mosqueda had a double for the Lakers. For Sobieski, Matt Phillippe, 3-for-5. He had a double. Joey Hanowski was 3-for-5 in the ball game. He had a solo home run in the second inning, and both Noma with a three-run home run in the fourth inning. So lots of offense on Saturday saw Avon defeat Sobieski by a score of 14-7. On Saturday, St. Wendell was at Opole, and Opole defeats St. Wendell by a score of 3-2. Three runs, four hits, and an error for Opole. Two runs, eight hits, four errors for St. Wendell. Isaiah Folsom starts on the mound for Opole, relieved by Sam Butler. He'll pick up the win as he comes in the fifth inning. The loss will go to Austin Diekman for St. Wendell as he pitches a complete game, taking that loss. Hitting highlights for Opole on Saturday, Tate Lang, Drew Lang, Luke Bignac, and Alex Lang all had singles, the four hits for Opole. And for St. Wendell, it was Jake Ethan, 2-for-4 with a double, and Carter Boss was 2-for-4. Opole would score the winning run in the ninth inning after Tate Lang was hit by a pitch. An error placed him at third base, and he scored on Alex Lang's sacrifice fly. So a final on Saturday, Opole 3, St. Wendell 2. Royalton taking on the Piers Lakers on Saturday, and the Piers Lakers defeating Royalton by a score of 10-0 in eight innings. 10 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Piers Lakers. No runs, 5 hits, and an error for Royalton. On the mound for the Lakers on Saturday, Carter Petron starts. Chad Weiss comes in the third. Chase Becker, he'll come in the fifth inning. He'll pick up the win. And Preston Rauschlow in the seventh inning for the Piers Lakers. For Royalton, Brady Urchick starts, taking the loss, relieved by Grayson Suska in the fifth and John Bizdok in the seventh inning. Some hitting highlights for the Piers Lakers on Saturday. Brady Petron, 3-for-4 with a double. Chase Becker was 2-for-3 with a triple. Chad Weiss, 2-for-3. And Kirby Fisher had a double. For Royalton, Grayson Siska was 2-for-4. Final on Saturday had the Piers Lakers defeating Royalton 10-0 in 8 innings. Upsala at Flensburg on Saturday, and Upsala defeats Flensburg by a score of 17-4, this ball game in 7 innings. 17 runs, 14 hits, 1 error for Upsala, 4 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors for Flensburg. On the mound for Upsala, Charlie Kirkowski will pick up the win, relieved by Brady Burgraff in the 7th inning for Upsala. And for Flensburg, Spencer Freeze starts, relieved by Dan Coquette. He'll take the loss, and Spencer comes in the 4th inning, Russ Bellbaum in the 7th inning for Flensburg. Some hitting highlights for Upsala on Saturday. Justin Sheehan, 2-for-3. He had a solo home run in the 1st inning and a solo home run in the 5th inning. Brandon Walensky was 3-for-5 with a double. Brady Burgraff, 2-for-4 with a double. And Bryce Bienick, 2-for-4 with a double. For Flensburg on Saturday, Spencer Freeze was 2-for-2 with a double. And Gerard Coquette and Austin New each had singles. A final again on Saturday in 7 innings, Upsala 17, Flensburg 4. Swanville at St. Stephen on Saturday, and St. Stephen defeats Swanville in 7 innings, 19-0. 19 runs, 15 hits, and an error for St. Stephen. No runs, 4 hits, and an error for Swanville. On the mound, Landon Lunzer will pick up the win as he goes the distance in that 7-inning ball game. And for Swanville, Riley Johannes starts, taking the loss, relieved by Levi Biesman in the 4th inning and Zach Kapinski in the 5th inning. Hitting highlights for St. Stephen on Saturday, Brandon Waldvogel, 3-for-4. Chris Belling was 2-for-4 with a double and 4 RBIs. Jake Schlunka, 2-for-5 with a triple. And for Swanville, Travis Barthel had a double. A final on Saturday in 7 innings, St. Stephen 19 and Swanville nothing. Had the Piers Bulldogs at St. Matthias on Saturday, and this ball game goes 10 innings with the Piers Bulldogs and St. Matthias. St. Matthias ends up winning this ball game 2-1. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for St. Matthias. 1 run, 5 hits, no errors for the Piers Bulldogs. Alex Guggisberg on the mound for St. Matthias gives way to Connor Knettle. He'll be the winning pitcher. He comes in the 7th inning. For St. Matthias, Cody Weiss starts, relieved by Kyle Hastings in the 7th inning, and Gunnar Gustafson in the 8th inning. He is the losing pitcher. Hitting highlights for St. Matthias, we had Kyle Welly, Alex Guggisberg, Zach Cooley, Connor Wickland, and Eli Topkus all had singles. Kyle Welly had the game-winning RBI in the 10th inning. For the Piers Lakers, Cooper Grasshorn was 2-for-4, and Link Topes was 2-for-4. A final on Saturday in 10 innings, it was St. Matthias 2, the Piers Bulldogs 1. Randall at Freeport on Saturday, and in 10 innings, Randall defeats Freeport 4-2. 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Randall. 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Freeport. On the mound for Randall, Caleb Strack will pick up the win as he strikes out 19. Zach Guast gets the save in the 10th inning for Randall. For Freeport, Carter Neuenschwander starts, taking the loss, relieved by Dominic Ritter in the 10th inning. Hitting highlights for Randall, Travis Wenzel had a double, Caleb Strack, Zach Guast, Rick Drew all had singles. Rick Drew scored the game-winning run on a bases-loaded walk to Dane Peterson in the 10th inning. For Freeport, Dominic Ritter was 2-for-5. Mason Topkus, 2-for-4 with a double, and Carter Neuenschwander was 2-for-4. So a final again in 10 innings had Randall defeating Freeport 4-2. And we had Buckman at Nisswa on Saturday, and Nisswa defeats Buckman by a score of 5-0. 5 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Nisswa. No runs, 3 hits, and no Buckman. Blaine Hardy will start on the mound for Nisswa, relieved by Ben Dorsniff. He's the winning pitcher as he comes on in the fifth inning. Carter Sox in the seventh inning and Cody Rudensley in the ninth inning. For Buckman, Rylan Robinson starts, taking the loss, relieved by Todd Robinson in the eighth inning. Hitting highlights for Nisswa, Drew Boland was 3-for-3. Drew had a solo home run in the sixth inning. And Ty Witter had a two-run home run in the eighth inning for Nisswa. For Buckman, Lane Gertz was 2-for-4, and Noah Bozer 1-for-4. So a final on Saturday had Nisswa defeating Buckman 5-0. So lots of scores and highlights coming our way tonight from the Victory League. And when we come back, we're going to go over to the Central Valley League right after these messages.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20. 101.
Thermaltech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermaltech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermaltech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermaltech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams. If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center is your local Penn to TMR dealer and was recently recognized as the number one dealer in equipment sales and parts sales. Dairyland Supply thrives in customer service and making sure that your operation gets the right parts and the best equipment. We are proud to be the top dealer and we have new and used Penn to TMR mixers on hand to keep your operation running smoothly. Contact Dairyland Supply for all your Penta equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show this evening here on KASM Radio. Let's take a look at Central Valley League scores and highlights. On Friday night, we had Kimball at Watkins, and Watkins defeats Kimball by a score of 7-6. Seven runs, 10 hits, and one error for Watkins. For Kimball, six runs, 10 hits, and six errors. On the mound for Watkins on Friday night, we had Matt Geislinger, relieved by Carson Geislinger in the fourth inning, and he'll get the win, the catcher Brendan Ashton. For Kimball, Ben Johnson starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Zach Dingman in the fourth, Craig Meyer in the seventh, and the catchers Cade Marquardt and Ashton Hannon. Some hitting highlights for Watkins, Nolan Geislinger, 2-for-5 on Friday night. Nolan had a solo home run in the first inning. Carson Geislinger was 3-for-5 with 2 doubles. And Brendan Ashton had a double. For Kimball, Tommy Friesen was 2-for-4 with a double. Cade Marquardt, 2-for-2. He had 2 doubles. Matt Friesen, 2-for-5. He had 2 doubles. Ben Johnson with a double. And Adam Beyer had a 2-run home run in the 9th inning and 2 RBIs. So a final on Friday night had Watkins defeating Kimball by score of 7-6. On Saturday in the Central Valley League, it was Eden Valley at Pearl Lake, and Eden Valley defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 8-7. 8 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors for Eden Valley. 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Pearl Lake. Ben Ahrens on the mound for Eden Valley gives way to Connor Holthaus. He'll get the win as he comes in the 5th inning, and the catcher, Sam Nisler. For Pearl Lake, Andrew Schmidt starts taking the loss, relief by Adam Braun in the 7th, and Adam Braun was the starting catcher. Hitting highlights for Eden Valley on Saturday. We had Sam Nisler with a 2-run home run in the 3rd inning. Gavin Mathias had a 2-run home run in the 4th inning, and Austin Schlungen and Jordan Kelm each with home runs. For Pearl Lake on Saturday, Max Fox was 2-for-5. We had Brady Kunkel was 3-for-4. He had a solo home run in the 9th inning. Alex Lenzmeyer, 2-for-5 with a double, and Andrew Schmidt was 2-for-4. So a final on Saturday at Eden Valley defeating Pearl Lake, 8-7. On Sunday, Luxembourg traveled over to St. Nick, and St. Nick defeats Luxembourg today by a score of 5-1. 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors for St. Nick. 1 run, 8 hits, 1 error for Luxembourg. Andrew Bouch on the mound today for St. Nick gives way to Connor Lincoln in the 6th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Matt Kuschel. For Luxembourg, Jake Lund starts on the mound, relieved by Reed Funenstein in the 3rd. Brady Kenning in the 6th. He'll take the loss, and J.T. Harn in the 8th inning. The catcher, Will Bachman. Hitting highlights for St. Nick today, Damian Lincoln was 2-for-4. Tanner Anderson, 3-for-4 today. Caden Braun, 1-for-3. He had 2 RBIs. For Luxembourg, Ethan Fruth, 1-for-3 with a double. And Josh Lanko, 1-for-1 with an RBI. Final today from St. Nick, it was St. Nick 5, Luxembourg 1. And over in Watkins this afternoon, all I've got is a score here. As it was Watkins over Pearl Lake today, 10-7. 10-7, Watkins beats Pearl Lake today, 10-7. 10-7 in that ball game. A final from Watkins today. And that's going to do it for the Central Valley League. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Swing through on your way home from Regions and Watkins on Saturday, August 3rd, and enjoy live music outside of Corky's and an outdoor bar with Fine by Friday performing from 7 until 11. Whether you are stopping uptown for 1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
I was looking for someone that wasn't like a drip.
You better get Gilk.
He didn't have to be hot, just not cold.
You better get Gilk.
Then I met James in high school, and he had me at Gilk. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And the hot James Gilk with Gilk Services.
If you have any plumbing, heating, AC, electrical, or water issues, do what I did.
Better get Gilk, a Rheem Pro partner. Visit GilkPlumbing.com.
Better get Gilk. Gilk Services of Richmond.
Oswald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Camphankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223.
Hi, this is Paul, and we all look forward to annual traditions. Every spring, farmers return to their fields to raise crops for another season, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank all the farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com, and to all area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to the Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Stearns County League on Friday night. El Rosa playing a doubleheader. They had Roscoe first on Friday night, and El Rosa defeats Roscoe in seven innings, 13-1. 13 runs on 15 hits for El Rosa, one run on three hits for Roscoe. Ethan Boat will get the victory for El Rosa. He gets a complete game victory. The loss will go to Roscoe's Russell Leindecker. He's relieved by Braden Pung and Brandon Schlaper. Some hitting highlights for El Rosa on Friday night. We had Kevin Keepler, 2-for-4 in the ballgame. Blaine Fisher was 3-for-5. Ashton Dingman, 2-for-4. Gavin Campson, 3-for-3. Luke Ilias was 2-for-4. For Roscoe, the lone hits going to Max Ottman, Braden Pong, and Charlie Stang. So a final on Friday night in seven innings. It was El Rosa 13 and Roscoe 1. Second ball game on Friday night at El Rosa that had Meyer Grove coming to town, and El Rosa defeats Meyer Grove on Friday night by a score of 11-1 in seven innings. 11 runs, 10 hits for El Rosa, one run, five hits for Meyer Grove. Ashton Dingman on the mound gives way to Wyatt Stephenson in the fourth. He'll get the win. Joe Schwinghammer starts for Meyer Grove, relieved by Andrew Welly in the second. He'll take the loss. And some hitting highlights for El Rosa on Friday night against Meyer Grove. We had Derek Wiener going 2-for-3 in that ballgame. Will Van Beck, he had actually Peyton Winter was 3-for-4 in that ballgame. Peyton Winter 3-for-4 in that ballgame for El Rosa. And for Meyer Grove, with the five hits, Jordan Klopak was 2-for-3 in the ballgame. So a final on Friday night, in seven innings, that had El Rosa defeating Meyer Grove 11-1. Another ball game on Friday night in the Stearns County League. Lake Henry was over in Farming, and Farming defeats Lake Henry by a score of 8-4. Eight runs, nine hits, and an error for Farming. Four runs, nine hits, and four errors for Lake Henry. Adam Neibauer will pick up the win for Farming on Friday night, relieved by Ethan Navratil in the ninth inning, and the catcher, Cody Ferre. For Lake Henry, Grant Ludwig starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carter Wessel in the fifth, and the catcher, Isaac Leeser. Some hitting highlights for Farming on Friday night. Ethan Navratil had a home run in the fifth inning. Isaac Nett, 1-for-2, and Cody Ferre, 1-for-3. For Lake Henry, Carter Wessel was 2-for-4 with a double. Josh Campson, 2-for-4. Trent Wentland, 2-for-4, and Noah Omscheid was 2-for-4. A final on Friday night, Farming 8, Lake Henry 4. My Chasm Game of the Week took me to Greenwald on Saturday afternoon, and Spring Hill defeated Greenwald by a score of 14-1 in 8 innings. 14 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill, 1 run, 5 hits, and 5 errors for Greenwald. On the mound for Spring Hill, Ben Welly starts. He'll get the win, relieved by Carter Cheetah in the seventh inning and the catcher Daniel Spanier. For Greenwald, Brett Engelmeyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ethan Edel in the fifth, Aiden Hupfer in the seventh, and the catchers were Tyler Thomas and Weston Mittendorf. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill on Saturday, Eric Terrace, 2-for-4 with a double. Ethan Meyer was 2-for-5. Austin Schoenberg, 2-for-3. Austin, a 2-run homer in the sixth inning, and Jack Reeland with a double. For Greenwald, Tyler Engelmeyer had a solo home run in the second inning. So a final on Saturday, the Chasm game of the week, it was Spring Hill 14, Greenwald 1 in 8 innings. On Sunday, we're going to go over to the Stearns County League and Roscoe traveling to Richmond today. Roscoe defeats Richmond by a score of 6-2. 6 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Roscoe. 2 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Richmond. Josh McAdams on the mound will pick up the win for Roscoe today, relieved by Josiah Utch in the 6th, and the catchers were Russell Leindecker and Max Ottman. For Richmond, Talon Bragelman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Luke Jokla in the 5th, Dalton Thielen in the 7th, and the catcher Cole Schmitz. Hitting highlights for Roscoe today, Braden Pung was 2-for-4 with a double, and Brandon Schlaper 2-for-5 with a double. For Richmond, Justin Schrader 2-for-4, Brock Rotstein had a double, Carter Thielen was 2-for-3, and Jack Bose 2-for-3 with a double. A final this afternoon from Richmond, it was Roscoe 6 and Richmond 2. Farming over in Lake Henry today, and in 7 innings, Farming defeats Lake Henry by a score of 16-2. 16 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors for Farming, 2 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry. Ethan Navratil on the mound, starting for Farming today, relieved by Braden Eink in the 4th. He'll get the win, and the catchers were Josh Becker and Cody Perret. For Lake Henry, Tori Omscheid starts, taking the loss, relieved by Sam Hupfer in the 4th, Trent Wentland in the 6th, and the catchers Isaac Leeser and Noah Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Farming today, and the ball was flying out of the park for the Flames. Isaac Nett, 3-for-3. Isaac, a 3-run homer in the 4th, a 2-run homer in the 2nd inning. Adam Winkles, 2-for-3 with a double. Tyler Schrader, 3-for-4. He had a 2-run homer in the 4th inning and 5 RBIs. Owen Sunderman, 2-for-3 with a double. Robert Schlaper with a double. And Ethan Navratil, a 2-run homer in the 2nd inning for Farming. For Lake Henry, Carter Wessel, 2-for-2. He had a double. Carter also a solo home run in the 5th inning. Isaac Leeser was 2-for-4. He had a solo home run in the 5th inning. And Shane Campson, 2-for-2. A final this afternoon from Lake Henry in 7 innings, Farming 16, Lake Henry 2. St. Martin over in Spring Hill today, and St. Martin defeats Spring Hill by a score of 6-3. 6 runs, 7 hits, and an error for St. Martin. 3 runs, 9 hits, and 3 errors for Spring Hill. On the mound for the Martins today, Brian Schlungen will pick up the win, relieved by Ben Schrader in the 7th, Brady Goebel in the 8th. He gets the save, and the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. For Spring Hill, Anthony Reverman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Regan Nelson in the 6th, Rowan Nelson in the 9th, and the catchers were Sam Reeland and Nathan Terrace. Hitting highlights for St. Martin today, Tanner Arsenault 3-for-5, and Zach Morris with a double. For Spring Hill, Tyler Rademacher 1-for-2 with a triple. So a final this afternoon from Spring Hill, it was St. Martin 6, Spring Hill 3. And Numinic at Greenwald this afternoon. This ball game goes 10 innings. Numinic defeats Greenwald by a score of 6-4. 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Numinic. 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Greenwald. Will Funk on the mound for Numinic today. Gives way to Caden Sand in the 8th. Ty Riller in the 10th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Logan Funk. For Greenwald, Tyler Hoffman starts, relieved by Tyler Engelmeyer in the 7th. Max Waylogi in the 9th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Keegan Stevie. Hitting highlights for Numinic today, Caden Sand, 2-for-5. Caden with a double and a solo home run in the 10th inning. Carter Beer had a double for the Silver Streaks. For Greenwald this afternoon, Sam Preeler was 2-for-4. Final in 10 innings, New Munich 6, Greenwald 4. And I did get one more score from the Central Valley League that had the Cold Spring Rockies defeating St. Augusta this afternoon, 6-0. The Rockies over St. Augusta, 6-0. We'll take one more break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of these playoff scenarios for you right after these messages.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Putz Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman. You've heard me on Chasm before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that Chasm broadcasts. We love it that Chasm covers these events, and we support them because these extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Hey, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you tonight, and take a look at some of these playoff scenarios coming up next weekend. And it used to be that teams would look for lighted fields in the playoffs, but not so much the case anymore. They look for umpire availability and when we can get an umpire. That seems to be the biggest thing nowadays. So I'm going to give you some of these games and the proposed times, but that is all subject to change just on umpire availability. So on Friday night in the Corn Belt League, we have Painesville at Atwater. That's a winner's bracket game, Painesville at Atwater. We have Norway Lake Sunberg at Regal and Spicer at Starbuck, and those are elimination games. Those are set for Friday night at 7:30. Painesville at Atwater, Norway Lake Sunberg at Regal, and New London Spicer at Starbuck. Over in the Central Valley League, this is what we got going. I don't have any times set here. And again, based on umpire availability, Friday night, St. Nick will be at Watkins. And then on Saturday, St. Augusta at Kimball, Eden Valley at Luxembourg, and Pearl Lake at the Cold Spring Rockies. Not sure on game times yet for those games, but in the Central Valley League, on Friday night, it'll be St. Nick at Watkins, and then on Saturday, St. Augusta at Kimball, Eden Valley at Luxembourg, and Pearl Lake at the Cold Spring Rockies. And then over in the Stearns County League, again, umpire availability, just a big thing. On Friday night in Stearns County South, it'll be Lake Henry at St. Martin. That's at 8 o'clock. And then Richmond will be at Farming on Saturday at 12 noon. Richmond at Farming on Saturday at 12 noon. On Friday night, it'll be Numinic at El Rosa at 8 o'clock. And then on Saturday, again, tentatively 1:30, Greenwald at Spring Hill. And then this again in Stearns County South and North. Friday night, it's Lake Henry at St. Martin, 8 o'clock. Saturday, Richmond at Farming at 12 noon. Friday night, Numinic at El Rosa at 8 o'clock. And Saturday, tentatively, Greenwald at Spring Hill at 1:30. I will have a Chasm Game of the Week next week, but I'm just going to double-check on some of these game times. So I am not going to announce my Game of the Week game tonight. You can listen on the Sports Scoreboard Show tomorrow morning at about 8:15. I should have a better handle on which game I will be covering next Friday or Saturday. It'll be a Friday or Saturday game here on KASM Radio, our Game of the Week. And don't forget, July the 24th, that's 10 days from now, July the 24th, over in Eden Valley, it's the Fox 9 Town Ball Tour. KASM Radio will do our Game of the Week from Eden Valley that Wednesday night. That'll be Eden Valley and the Spring Hill Chargers. We'll have that broadcast at 7 o'clock on July the 24th from Eden Valley. That is free admission, by the way, and lots of other things going on at the Fox 9 Town Ball Tour. Make sure you come out to Eden Valley, take that ball game in on July the 24th. Thank you, Joyce, for producing our Dick Putt Show back at our sports studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show.